It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Anoush Zomorodi. And often when we hear the word migration, we think of people escaping hardship, searching for a new life for themselves and their families. But that's not necessarily the case for everyone. Comedian Maeve Higgins moved from Ireland to the U.S. 8 years ago. And in 2018, she gave a talk about her experience because she noticed that not all immigrants are treated the same.
I don't know if you can tell by my accent. Usually when I start talking, people are like, you're not from around here. And I'm not from around here. I'm Texan. I'm from Texas. And as we say back home, here we are, big sky country. Is that Texas? No, I'm from a place called Cove, which is a harbour town in Ireland. It's a maritime town, and there's a history of immigration from my hometown, actually. It's the last place that Annie Moore ever saw before she moved to America. Annie Moore was the very first immigrant through the brand new gates of Ellis Island when that opened in 1892. Cove is also the last place where over 2 million Irish people left from when they were fleeing sort of the worst years of Irish history. They were kind of running from famine in some cases, oppression, or lots of people just left to try and find a better life. So we learned all about these people in school growing up in history class, but I never found out what happened to them when they arrived. And I only got interested in immigrants when I became one myself. I moved to New York in 2014. I moved here on an O-1 visa. It's for people who've achieved a lot in their field, and it's often given to those of us who are in sciences, sports, the arts. I'm a writer, so what I do really is I listen to and then I tell stories. And these days, immigrants, I think, are the ones with the best stories. For the past few years, I've been traveling around America and meeting with immigrants and hearing stories of lives left behind and started again someplace new. And I think probably a lot of us heard a very big immigrant story this year. It was when France won the World Cup.
38 minutes.
So France's World Cup winning team was actually made up largely of immigrants or the children of immigrants from places like Angola, Algeria, Cameroon, Zaire, from everywhere. And people really went bonkers over this. There was a CNN headline that read, France's World Cup win is a victory for immigrants everywhere. And all these tweets and all these memes went viral, kind of saying, look how great immigration is. Like, you know, they won your soccer match and like, you should welcome them. But I really worried about that. I really worried about pointing out like how good these immigrants were, because I think by doing so, we're helping to build the deadly and the disgusting case that a lot of racists and anti-immigrant xenophobes have of some lives being worth more than others. Every immigrant has a story of one life left behind and another one started anew. Annie Moore, the girl I was telling you about, I don't think I mentioned, she was only 17. So she was an unaccompanied minor. She was undocumented. And when she reached America, she was safe. She was allowed in. In fact, the US authorities gave her a gold coin to commemorate the occasion, and they reunited her with her parents, as it should be. Annie Moore never made a fortune. She never wrote a book or invented a computer. And really, why should she? Why should immigrants have to prove themselves extraordinary to deserve a place at the table, to deserve a fighting chance? Constantly having to prove yourself worthy of basic human dignity is exhausting. And it's unfair. People should not be considered valuable just because they do something of value to us, like pick our fruit or perform our life-saving surgery or win our soccer game. People are valuable because they are people. And I think that we need to hold that close, because if we forget that or if we deny it, then terrible things happen.
That was comedian Maeve Higgins. She's the host of the podcast Maeve in America, Immigration IRL. And you can find Maeve's full talk at TED.com.